Yo, yo.
How you doing, my friend?
Doing good. How you doing?
Good. It's your pal Race at 95.5 PLJ. We talked some time ago right after you were crowned the American Idol.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been like almost 2 years now, right?
I know, man. It's crazy how fast time flies.
Tell me this. When you were back working at the pawn shop, was this a daydream that ever happened? You on the road touring with John Mayer?
Oh, yeah, man. Definitely. It's all surreal for me, so I have to slap myself every once in a while.
This is awesome that you are actually living the dream. Good for you.
Thank you, man.
I know that the tour goes until like mid-October. How you holding up? Is everything all right?
Yeah, I'm holding up great, dude. The tour has been awesome. John Mayer, he's an awesome guy. The whole crew has been great, and the crowds have been awesome. And it's not crazy. It's really good, and it's been great, dude.
So because you're saying it's not crazy, that means if I ask you where you were last night, you would actually know the answer.
The only reason I would know the answer is because we actually just said it in the car. We are all like, where were we last night? Oh, yeah, Allentown. So
Allentown is great. Tonight is Nikon Jones Beach. What a beautiful setting. Now, I know from our weather guy, Bill, that there might be a little bump around 4:30, 5 o'clock maybe for sound check, but it is all good to go for the show tonight, and it is going to be beautiful. Have you played Nikon Jones Beach before?
I've never played there, no, so I'm excited to.
You're no stranger to the road because, if I remember, the Idol live tour is a pretty grueling regimen, right?
Yeah. It was a long tour, but it was good. It got me prepared for all this, and I'm definitely enjoying it. I'm definitely a touring guy.
Your song "Home" was such a huge part of the healing process after Superstorm Sandy. You did Jersey last week. You're on the island tonight. Are you getting or anticipating any special reaction from the crowd?
Like I said, all the crowd's been really awesome. And we go out there and we have a good time up on stage and just play our hearts out. And we're getting good responses.
Tell me this. Do you ever glance over to the side and see John or Katie or other famous people watching you do your thing?
I'm so nervous, I don't really look around too much.
I have a hard time believing that with this success over the course of the past 2 years that you still get nervous going on stage.
I still do, man. It's the truth.
I heard it was the same for your big night at Red Rocks, and what an amazing amphitheater that is, right?
I was scared to death on that one, but those shows were absolutely amazing.
We are on the phone with Philip Phillips. He's part of the John Mayer Born and Raised Tour, which hits Nikon Jones Beach tonight. From what I understand, there's like maybe 6 or 12 tickets available if you'd like to check out a night on the island. Is it true that the world from the side of the moon is about to go platinum? And by platinum, I mean that's more than 1 million in sales.
Yeah, I think so, man. It's pretty crazy.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Is there another single on this project that you'd like to release, or once the tour is done, are you set to go record and do some more work?
I think we're releasing Where We Came From as the next single.
Nice. Over the course of the last year, there have been some pretty iconic performances. If I toss a couple things out there, can you give us a thought or two?
I'll see.
How about doing the national anthem for Game 1 of the World Series?
That was awesome. That was scary. I thought I was going to pass out on that one, but I made it through.
How, when you have a circular theater and you hear sound echoing back, how do you stay focused for something like that?
You don't. I just start saying words, and I happen to get lucky.
Good for you. Your work with the kids at PS22, primarily your cover of Thriller, is something that is so much fun to watch. What was it like to be on Staten Island?
Oh, man, it was so amazing. Those kids are awesome, and they have amazing voices, and they're going to do some amazing things with that. And they're very good kids, and it was just an honor to sing and play music with them.
We love those kids. I mean, how can you watch a video of them and not smile?
I know, right?
Exactly.
If you don't smile, something's wrong with you.
Believe it or not, in February, there's another Olympics coming up, and I think if you don't write a song for it, they're probably going to suck. So what's the plan?
I guess I need to try to get to it, huh?
What is going on once you're done with the road? Are you going to go back in the studio? Are you going to take some time off? Or are you the kind of guy that already has a half a dozen songs for the next project done?
Going to be touring, for the rest of this year. And then, early around January, I'm always writing. So I have some, new stuff that I've got, working on and whatnot. But then I'm going to write, heavily in January and try to have my album out by the summer or spring of next year.
Nice. And if I'm not mistaken, didn't you start the first part of the year opening for the guys in Matchbox 20?
Yeah, started out, opened up Matchbox 20 in February, and that was, you know, really awesome.
Holy cow.
And, so it's been a crazy year.
It's the television thing. It's a Matchbox 20 tour. It's John Mayer, living the dream, and at Nikon Jones Beach tonight. Still a couple tickets still available. One last question before we let you get to soundcheck. With all this time on the road, I know you had to have stopped being a guy from the South. What is your favorite item on the Waffle House menu?
Oh, my gosh. I just ate Waffle House yesterday or the day before. I like the All-Star Special, man.
Hey, man, have a fantastic show tonight, and thanks so much for checking in. We're looking forward to it, and we cannot wait to hear what is new and coming in the new year from you.
Awesome, man. Thank you.